So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
They say Brown Friday is the nickname plumbers give to the Friday after Thanksgiving because it is one of their busiest days of the year due to the high number of clogged drains and toilets. The clogs, they say, are caused by large amounts of cooking and cleaning that occur during Thanksgiving, especially if you pour fats, oils, and grease and other scraps down the drain.
Right.
That's a problem. I have been the guy that thought it was a good idea.
You can't put grease down the drain.
No.
Yeah. Let it cool, scoop it out, throw it in compost, whatever.
Yeah.
It's all good. It, for no other reason. Look, and my thing is, it's not because I'm some altruistic guy that's worried about our plumbing. Like, I don't want you to have to call a plumber because it's not cheap. That's my entire motivation. Like, don't put that down the sink because I got to pay for this.
Also, do not believe that your disposal in your sink can take care of potato peelings.
Yeah.
Because they can't. I learned that the hard way. On Thanksgiving, obviously. Mm-hmm. When else do you, you know, do a whole bag of potatoes. I have blown one of those up with a brisket for Passover or some crap.
Right.
I've blown one up for Thanksgiving for mashed potatoes. If it comes to messing something up, I do it at the absolute worst opportune time.
But it's the predictable time. Like, the plumbers are waiting for you. Like, oh, we know.
I've never had a Brown Friday incident, but one year on Christmas Day, I'd had a bunch of people over on Christmas Eve for my birthday, and my toilet definitely stopped working, like, in the morning. But it's an apartment building, so I'm like, all right, I'll call the guy. But it's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, man.
So it's got to go all the way up the food chain to, like, the emergency guy. And then there's another funny story there I'll tell you off the air. But that guy finally shows up, and he's just like, oh, don't sweat it. It's Christmas. Like, this happens a lot. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, between Thanksgiving to Christmas, there's a lot of emergency clogged toilets.
You're eating the heaviest food you're going to eat, man. Everybody's pooping. I'm talking to my daughter's done it two different hotel rooms. And typically, hotels are pretty good about getting rid of your crap, right? And I understand that. But she blew it up once. We had to call maintenance. And I want to say the next trip we took a couple of months later, or maybe a year, and we're leaving the kids in the hotel room. We're going downstairs to the bar, me and the wife. And she's like, man, I don't know. And I said, babe, come on, seriously. Like, what are the odds that she's going to do it again at another hotel? Well, the odds were real good because there's both of the kids standing outside of the bar waving to us. And I'm like, oh, no.
Did she just skip around? And she doesn't feel self-conscious about that, does she?
I don't know. I mean, at this point, I would think she's so used to it, she shouldn't. But I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, man.
Is it the girth?
Sometimes.
Okay.
You know, because it was always, hey, don't use so much toilet paper. She's reduced that and everything. But at other times, I'll look in there and I'm like, remember somebody called years ago and they talked about a poop knife? And we laughed and laughed and laughed and said, who needs that? Well, we did. So now there is like a stack of plastic knives that just sit in the bathroom in a drawer on the off chance that that's how deep you need to get involved in this. And it sucks, man.
So I would use like one of those wooden paint stirrers or something, you know, that you use for your
I want it to be disposable. Like, when it's done, that
throw that away. I mean, I wouldn't go stir a can of paint with it after.
Yeah, it's just, it is so gross. It is so gross.
So our question, how did a toilet save or ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I actually got a quick question for Ted. Did you catch Survivor Series on Saturday?
I did not. Mike's more of the wrestling guy. I was watching college ball.
I did.
Yeah. Who do you guys think the mystery man is?
The going theory, quote unquote, is Austin Theory, and I kind of believe it.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think the same thing. Anyways.
Well, they kept you in suspense.
It worked.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a coworker of mine a couple years ago, worked a warehouse job, and decided that during work he was going to go use the bathroom, and goes to use the bathroom, courtesy flushes on himself while he's still on the toilet, and proceeds to flood the bathroom, flood the toilet while he's still on it.
Oh!
Everything comes out into his pants, into his shoe, or into his boots, everything.
So it just would have just
how deep flush of hell.
How deep was this flood, man?
It was a couple inches, enough that there was another guy using the urinal, came running out, cussing, like, what the heck? And he's like, hey, man, like, what's going on? And then the guy had to call from the bathroom, had to call the manager and was like, I need a change of clothes and I need to go home and shower.
Are you assuming that he clogged it with what he had?
Oh, no, 100%. He said
and
he
then he flushed it,
it
but it didn't go down, so then it just came right back up at him?
Yep, so he courtesy flushed on himself. It came out of which I've never courtesy flushed while sitting on it. I'm at least I'll look and make sure. He courtesy flushed, didn't pay attention, and everything came back out into his pants and into his boots.
Now, was it just his, or when the toilet overflowed, did it collect the day's worth of poopers?
That, I don't know. It sounds like it was just his. but I know he was pretty distraught because, to preface this, a couple days earlier, we worked at a company that would give you they'd put $100 towards new shoes because we worked in a warehouse.
All right.
And I always paid the minimum. I'd pay an extra $20, so the boots would be $120.
Okay.
He ended up putting up an extra $180, so got $280 pair of work boots and was like, oh, they're so light, that's why I got these, and then destroyed them in one flush.
Now, he said he needs a change of clothes. Is there a change of clothes available? Like, I could say that, but no one here could do anything about it.
At that warehouse, yeah, they had a change of clothes there, because we would wear just the normal work get up. But in his personal pants, that was the biggest issue, and he had to find somebody else in the warehouse that wore what he wore.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to give it to that guy.
No.
Even if I had
him. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I've had a... Not me. One time.
Just for the record, that is a nightmare.
Oh yeah.
Like every time you courtesy flush, like I'm with you, I always kind of sit up, but like, that's always the fear.
Well, what about the bathrooms here?
Well, because you could turn to grab some toilet paper, and it'll trigger the automatic flush behind you. And I normally like to look at mine just to see what I'm doing.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It is a little upsetting.
Like, I don't even get to see what that looked like.
But I can't predict when it's going to do it. Sometimes I don't move. I'm just pooping, and it just flushes. And I don't know if there's some sensor that says, I'm doing you a favor by sucking it away. Other times, It doesn't do it. I don't know how to predict when it's just going to courtesy flush while I'm sitting down there.
Yeah. My buddy, it was the first day of a fishing season on the Chesapeake Bay, and he has a fishing boat. So the back is just basically flat. There is not much of an edge to the back of the boat. It's more of a flat back boat. So you can walk around, you know what I mean? You can work multiple reels if you have to without anything being in your way. So it's about a mile out to where people are catching fish.
Yeah.
So if you know anything about fishing season, you can kind of see where the boats are because there's going to be like 20 of them in one area because that's where the fish are.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's where we are at. Underneath the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, when this terrible feeling overcomes my stomach. Now, Rick had one of these little portable toilets, all right, that you could, it was plastic, that you could sit on and use the bathroom. He gave me your old toilet paper, but I am on that back deck. There are boats everywhere.
Yeah.
This is like seafarer amount of boats. All these dudes out there fishing, families, the entire thing. I gotta go. I mean, it's hot out. It's like the 4th of July week, whatever they opened the season for, like the Blues were running. I don't remember what it was because we were catching Blues that day. But so I'm squatting back there. Now, he's right there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the captain of the boat. It's kind of like an open air, captain area where his chair is and everything else. So I'm like, Rick, turn around, man. You know, but he's like, but his reels catch an action too.
Yeah, man.
While I'm trying to get this done, like, zzz, I'm just like, oh, Jesus. So there he is, man. He's like right beside me. You know what I mean? I'm trying to scoot over on this plastic, you know, thing that it is a toilet.
Yeah.
It does look like, it's not like I got a 5-gallon bucket with a pool noodle on it. It's an
You're
actual,
not pulling an Eastwood.
Yeah, it's an actual toilet meant for a boat. And then when you're done, you've obviously got to just put this thing in the water, you know what I mean?
Kind of rinse it out.
And kind of rinse it out. So
I imagine you get more fish that way.
That happened.
I mean, honest to God, that didn't mean
funny. That happened next. So as soon as I'm watching this thing float away from the, and I'm trying to rinse it out as best I can in the water, which is, Chesapeake is brown and dirty as you could be.
I was going to say, how can you tell?
So, yeah, I'm doing this.
Especially that part you're in.
And then all of a sudden, man, I see this huge mother just come up and just take that turd.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, man, because somebody's going to catch that and want to eat it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that was.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.